You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday, be it 7 a.m., be it 11:45 a.m., be it 8:45 in the evening. I'm grateful you love the Lord and you're tuning in to where He's broadcasting. That's what we're doing here today. I say that because we focus on the Word of God, and the Word of God is where God speaks today. He's speaking through His Word. We're going to tune into His frequency, and God's got a word for you today on who it is that's responsible and in charge in the salvation department. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, "And you He made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins, in which we once walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is now working in the sons of disobedience." That's what we're focusing on today. Friends, this is a spiritual battle that's going on. You also can read in Ephesians 6 against who we wrestle against. It's not flesh and blood, meaning it's not your father-in-law, mother-in-law, that person at work. Man, you got to peel back the layers that add onion. Find out who your real enemy is. It's the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. This is part two of this message now out of Ephesians chapter 2. "For it's by grace you have been saved."
The spirit that now works, he says. If you are not born again and a child of God, this is your enemy. The spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. Paul will go on to say this in chapter 6. "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So to sum up, church, you are in a spiritual battle. You are in a spiritual battle. You are going in this direction, following our Lord and Savior, who said, "All who follow after me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Lord Jesus is going this way, and His saints are following behind. In His light, they're going this way. And everyone else on the highway to hell, whose travelers are also on a mission. Their mission is to turn you around and get you to walk with them. Going this way. That's the mission. This whole life here is a spiritual battle. It's a fight between good and evil. The Lord Jesus is going this way. He said, "All who follow after me will not walk in darkness." And you are on either one of two roads, friend. You're either following the Lord on this road here, the road less traveled, or you're on the other road along with everyone else. It's the highway to hell, which might end today before you get home. Or it might end today if the Lord comes back. What road are you on? See, Paul's rejoicing because he's saying that God did all the work. You he made alive who were dead. He pulled you out of the muck. He set your feet upon the rock and saved you. Hallelujah. That's good news, right? Anyhow, this is what Paul wants you to know. God did the work and not you yourself. You didn't decide one day that it's time to quit going in that direction. God decided that it was time and that today is the day and you he made alive. You can't go down this road without his power. You're dead. How can you? You can't follow Jesus Christ if you're dead. You're dead. This is why Paul's rejoicing. You, he made alive, who were dead. You know, how many testimonies can I get in this church here today that'll attest to that fact? Everyone here. Right? Your salvation. A day that will live in infamy. Oops, I guess I'm a few days behind on that quote, am I? Right? December 7th? That's 1941, though. But still, your salvation is the same. A day that will live in infamy. God acted on your behalf. You, he made alive who were dead. That's a monumental thing that he did. All right, where are we in this text? Actually, we're in big trouble. We're fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the senses. And by nature, we're children of wrath instead of children of God. Just like everybody else. That's what I call being in trouble. Note to self, if you're a child of wrath, you're in big trouble. Maybe you say, that's not me, I'm good. Jesus says, no one is good but one, God. He doesn't consider you good. This is the state of man, atheos, without God. A slave indeed, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and a child of wrath. But, you see, that's not the end of the story. You don't go home now, we're not done. For here comes one of my all-time favorite words in the Bible. You know what it is? But. Verse 4. It says, but God. You know what happens all the time. Here you are. You're at the end of your rope. You don't know what you're going to do. You're running out of line. You're running out of breath. Now all of a sudden, but God. God always does this. Right at the last moment is a but God. Look at what it says. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together, and he seated us together in the heavenlies in Christ. So here we got four things. Number one, we've got the attribute of God. That is who he is. Number two, you've got why he did what he did. Starts with the word because. Number three, you got when he did what he did. Starts with the word when. Number four, you've got what he did. So the attribute, it says God who is. You see that? Verse four. But God who is, what does it say? Rich in mercy. Rich in mercy, Mike. Imagine that. Some people are rich financially. Some are rich in some other way. God is rich in mercy. And still richer than everyone else in every other way. Are you in need of mercy today? Aren't we all whoever said that? Listen to the word of God. Hebrews 4:15. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with us. But having been tempted in all respects, just like we were, yet he was without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, as Hebrews 4:15. Friend, God is rich in mercy. Go to him today with your troubles, and you will find mercy, not judgment, mercy. He's your Father. God is a God of mercy. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. God's a God of mercy. See, he poured out all his judgment on his Son in your place. I mean, this is what good news is. There's no good news without bad news. And that's the bad news. But God, who is rich in mercy, the next word is the word because. And it says, because of his great love with which he loves us. There's the reason why God did what he did regarding you. Not just these Ephesians, but you too. Because of his great love. God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love towards you. That's why he did what he did, because he loves you. Is that a good thing, Don? Are you thrilled that God loves you, or are you angry? Now, in the first half of verse 5, you have to answer to when. When he did what he did. Verse 5, look at what it says. It says, even when we were dead in our transgressions. Try that on for size. But be careful, you might leave this building shouting if you've got any gratitude in you at all. Even when we were dead, God did all this on your worst day. Not when you were good, but when you were bad. God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, that Jesus Christ died for you on your worst day. God loves you at your worst, not at your best. Because your best still can't cut it. You still need a redeemer. Church, hear me. You were not saved because you are a good person. Jesus said, no one is good but one, and that is God. You were not saved because of anything you did. You were not saved because God looked down the corridors of time and says you're going to be an all-around good guy. God saved you on your worst day, in your worst day. Okay, we looked at why he did what he did, when he did what he did. That is when you don't deserve it. And now, finally, what he did. Let's look at what he did. It says, he made us alive together with Christ.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.